the newest addition to the harem is behind the door. Do you have any additional information for me beyond they just got here? Don't shake your head no. You don't know if they were purchased, given, or taken. Do you even know what species they are? If they've had any training? If they're a virgin? Their age, their gender, sex, kinks, anything like that. You know what? You're useless. Go back to your duties. I'll handle this one myself. Hello. My name is Astrali, and I am the one who was tasked with showing you the ropes around here. I will be the one personally training you to be part of our official harem. You are going to be given quite a fair bit of information in a short amount of time, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask. I understand that this is a lot to process, but this is how it goes. The royal family here in Jodel have one of the most diverse harems. It is renowned far and wide. Nobility from all over our kingdom like to come here and experience pleasures they simply can't in their homeland. Serving the royal family's harem is a great honor here in Jodel, and I am so glad to have you as our new addition. We do not have one that looks like you yet, so you are guaranteed to be a hit with the queen. I'm sure you are curious as to what I am. I'm not sure if you have my kin where you are from, but here we are called Lamias. I'm half human, half snake. There are about 2 other Lamias in the harem, so if you are lost and can't find me, you can go to one of the others, Bezeros and Zalalia. If you tell them that Astrali sent you, they will be more than willing to help you out. Do you have any questions for me, or shall I continue? Continuing it is. On to a topic that is a little bleak, but it is something I must cover, so I will be sure to make it quick. While some of the members of our harem come willingly, others are prisoners of war, that one of the generals felt was too special to die. Some of them were gifts given to the nobility to get on their good side, and some of them were bought by the royals themselves. A quick word of advice, don't ask other members of the harem how they got here. For some of them, it is a tricky subject and a sure way to make an enemy instead of a friend. If someone does end up offering that information, it will be when it feels natural to them and not when you ask or force it out of them. Whatever circumstances brought you here, whether they were fortunate or not, I'm glad you're here. We are treated very well, want for little, and it's good company most of the time if you mind your manners around anyone of a higher station than you. Who would that be? The nobility, mostly. As concubines, we are of a higher status than, say, the servants, but we really aren't considered free people like a duke or a duchess. It's a bit different from other kingdoms, but it's what makes Jodel so special. If you follow my lead and how I address people, you will do perfectly fine. Besides, you are new, so you will be given a little bit of a grace period while you are learning everything. The folks here are not cruel when you're adjusting to your new life, your new position. Speaking of which, I need to do a check to make sure everything is in working order. Do you need help disrobing, or can you? Well, that's convenient. Once I'm done, I'll give you the proper concubine attire to wear. It's a pair of black silk shorts, comfortable, lightweight, easy to put on and take off. And the shirt you wear is a simple white cotton shirt. Same deal as the pants, comfy, easy to take on and take off. Once the queen gets a better idea of what type of concubine you are, what you like, what you don't like, your outfit will be modified to fit that. It will reflect your kinks. As you can see, I personally do not wear a shirt, but I do wear a heavy gold collar with matching chains that go down to the bars of my nipples. My nipples were always sensitive, and the queen decided she wanted to see if she could make them even more so. Currently, I am working on coming from them just alone. I'm looking forward, though, to seeing where you are the most sensitive. What kind of noises you'll make. How your body will react. It's exciting. Shall we begin? I'm going to need you to relax and trust me. If you have an issue with anything I'm doing, let me know by saying red and tapping me on my left shoulder 3 times. Understand? Perfect. I do not think I'll be doing anything that would elicit that kind of reaction from you, but you can never be too sure. Stay standing and keep your hands behind your back. No moving unless I tell you to. I'm going to start with a simple kiss on your lips. Good. Now I'm going to do a couple more. Very good kisser. How do you respond to a mouth on your neck? I'll start by peppering some kisses right here. Responding very well. I'm going to move on to some light biting. A little nibble on your ear couldn't hurt, could it? Very good. Sensitive neck area. Heart rate started to increase. You are responding very well to gentle stimuli. Do you prefer things soft and sweet? Or do you prefer things rough and harsh? I'll take note of that. I don't mind being a little rougher. You won't break on me, right? Good. Let's see what your nipples can take then. I need to get them hard for the next bit. Your nipples need to be perky. Little buds before we can continue. On to the other one. Don't want it to feel left out or to stay soft. Very good. You're very vocal, and that's very good. You like the delicate touch, don't you? Yeah. But I think you have a preference for the rougher one, huh? I'm gonna use a little bit of teeth this time. That's it. Let my teeth just graze your nipple a bit. Lightly biting, pulling. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It doesn't hurt too bad, does it? Hurts just enough to hide in everything. Good. It's good to know you like a bit of sting. That's it. It seems both your nipples very much enjoy it. I want to see your face for the next bit. Look at me while I take both of your nipples and twist them in my hands. Oh, come on. A little bit of pain never hurt anybody, did it? No. No, it didn't. Now relax as I let go. That's it. Breathe in and breathe out. I'm gonna be doing this a few more times. Make sure that you really, really enjoy your nipples being hurt and played with. Let's go again. Ready? Oh, very good. Just breathe and let me work. So far, you're reacting positively to everything. You're going to be so much fun, and you are such a welcomed addition to the harem. Especially if you keep this behavior up. There you go. Now take a few breaths, in and out, just like that. Very good. Catch your breath. And one more time. One, two. Yeah, I know. I know it hurts. But you look so pretty in pain. So beautiful with tears welling up in your eyes. Nipples so sensitive that a few bites and twists is enough to make you tear up. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to have so much fun taking you apart later. But for now, relax. There. Feel good, right? I could spend the next few hours just playing with your nipples, testing your reactions to everything, but I do need to proceed. How do my hands feel going up and down your chest? Running over your torso? Nothing special, just touching your bare body. Skin on skin. It's a lot of contact, isn't it? Yeah. My hands feel so good running all across you. Do you like them running over your stomach? Do you prefer when they harshly grip your hips like this? Or maybe you like when I scratch my nails along your sides. Oh, so responsive. I haven't even had to secrete anything from my skin to make you more responsive to me. I do have aphrodisiacs I could pump directly into your system, but you're responding so positively to my touch. You're so eager. You're so welcoming to every inch of skin I caress that I really don't need to do it, do I? You're enjoying this inspection. This bodes very well for you. I haven't even had you spread your legs, but I can tell you're going to do very well in our little harem. Speaking of which, spread them. So good. Someone is having a very good time. I'm going to slap the inside of each of your thighs a few times to see if you like pain there as well. Ready? You enjoy that too, huh? Seems someone's a little masochist. I'm so glad to have another one in our little harem. Now I'm going to need you to bend over. You can lean on the table for balance if you need. I really wouldn't want you falling over for the next part. I'm going to spank each of your cheeks and count it out loud. This isn't because you have misbehaved, nor is it punishment. I want to test your reaction to a bit of barehanded spanking. Just enjoy it. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. How are you feeling? Good, I'm glad. That was just five little spanks. You can take another five, right? No problem, huh? Six. Seven. Oh, you don't like waiting, do you? You don't like just the feeling of my hand touching your ass? Eight. Nine. Ten. Oh, look at that. It's starting to turn a pretty shade of red, this cheek. Ooh, so fucking pretty. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. How are you feeling? You're still enjoying it? Oh, I bet you are. I bet this pain is only turning you on more, huh? Yeah, a cute little masochist like you is loving this. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What's your color? Good, I'm glad it's green. Five more. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. We aren't done yet. I still have the other cheek. You didn't really think we were done just because I was doing it all on one cheek. I said 25 spanks to each cheek. Now get ready. Breathe in and out for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How are you feeling now? I bet your ass is starting to feel quite a bit warmer, isn't it? Maybe a little stingy? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. Does it hurt? Are you in pain? Good. I hope you are in pain. You're so beautiful when you're in pain. 11. 11. What? Can I draw this out? Can I savor this? You squirming like this? 12. Yeah. You're enjoying this a lot, aren't you? The waiting, the hitting, the pain. Never knowing when the next slap might be. Who knows? I could wait an entire minute before I hit your bare ass again. 'Cause right now I'm perfectly content just rubbing it, grabbing it, admiring my handiwork. 13, 14, 15. Oh, come on, you can take it. Your other cheek took 25 so well. That means this one must be able to, right? Of course it does. Ready? 16, 17. Oh, I know the waiting game. It's the worst, isn't it? It's so long and painful, and you never know when it's going to stop. 18, 19, 20. You're on your last five. How are you feeling? What's your color? Oh, very good. That makes me so happy to hear. Because this cheek is almost such a nice shade of red as your other one. So ready for your final five? 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You took that so well, and you very much seem to enjoy it. Now let me hear your baking skills. Bake for me to fuck you with my cock. It's unsheathing from my tail right now, hard and thick and ready to go inside you. All you have to do is bake. Bake me to fuck you. You forgot your manners. Try again, and remember to say please and thank you. A little bit better. One more time. Beg me to fill your needy little hole with my big, thick cock and make you come. We both know that's what you want right now. So plead very nicely for me.